current affairs with an Islamic perspective, an alternative to the mainstream narrative, establishing the truth. This is News Right Now.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Welcome to today's episode, The Outbreak. From late December last year, we saw the coronavirus COVID-19 pandemic spread like wildfire across the world. The disease, which began in the city of Wuhan, situated in China, has hit every continent except Antarctica, across the globe in a matter of several weeks. More than 286,000 cases of COVID-19 have been reported in over 180 countries and territories, resulting in thousands of deaths. Many efforts and precautions have been taken to prevent the virus spreading. This has meant travel restrictions, quarantines, curfew, school closures, exam cancellations, and unemployment. This pandemic has truly led to globalized disruption. The ongoing crisis has really shown the world something crucial. When one deeply ponders on the situation today, we should realize how weak some of the world's most powerful countries are and how the system that underpins the global order is even weaker. From its economics to governance to social structure, values and morals, and even from its most basic secular creed. The biggest criticism, and rightfully so, is that the governments reacted slower than they should have. It was warned that the nature of this disease was detrimental and could become a pandemic. However, the leaders hoped and chose to delay taking serious measures, which meant the damage was already done. But why? If safety precautions were taken earlier, not only would we have a lower affected rate, but it would have suppressed the widespread fear among the people of supply shortages. The masses have gone absolutely mindless in some places, hoarding toilet paper, hand sanitizers, and food goods with the belief they will never be able to buy these again. Everyone is out for themselves. The elderly, the vulnerable, and the needy have been completely ignored. The moral obligation towards the neighbor has been completely dismissed. Individualism, which is linked to the Western way of life from its root, is being seen. There has been many cases of racism and incidents of hate, blaming people for the virus. Islam addresses in its fundamental beliefs and places so much emphasis on the importance of hygiene and the blessings of being clean. It's from the basic teachings to be in a constant state of purity, utilizing water to clean our private areas, washing our mouth and hands up to 5 times a day, showering and bathing often, and protecting others from any form of unhygienic practices or illnesses. Our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said,
لا تورد الممرض على المصح.
Do not put a patient with a healthy person as a precaution. Bukhari. How sad is the state we witness today, that these basic requirements, which is the bare minimum one can do to ensure basic hygiene, have come about purely as a result of the pandemic. It should really make one wonder how the people who don't have the guidance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala live their lives without such simple and fundamental etiquettes. Alhamdulillah for Islam, which has already set out preventative measures and rulings when it comes to pandemics. Firstly, Islam lays out for us the importance of personal and home cleanliness. Islam stipulates we do not risk spreading diseases. Secondly, one must isolate and only leave their home when required. We don't and shouldn't require lockdown to do this. It is a duty and responsibility upon the one affected to take care. Thirdly, it is obligatory to adhere to the quarantine of the person who suffers from the disease, as it is a Sharia responsibility. As the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam said,
إِذَا سَمِعْتُمْ بِالطَّاعُونِ بِأَرْضٍ فَلَا تَدْخُلُوهَا وَإِذَا وَقَعَ بِأَرْضٍ وَأَنْتُمْ بِهَا فَلَا تَخْرُجُوا مِنْهَا.
If you hear of an outbreak of plague in a land, do not enter it. But if the plague breaks out in a place while you are in it, do not leave that place. Bukhari. Lastly, Islam places utmost importance in helping and aiding one another in times of hardships. it places such high value as well as a duty of care towards one's community. As mentioned earlier, this crisis has proven the incapability of the secular system, which is in fact not a system created to truly cater and look after humans. Its doctrine and system are solely there to serve the few. The true meaning of politics, which is taking care of the affairs of the people, can only be realized by the Khalifa who rules by the Islamic Sharia. The Khilafah will deal with pandemics in the best interest of the people, placing nothing higher than the value of human life. It will ensure all measures, all precautions, and above all, the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are implemented, which will ensure the best outcome for the people of the state. Inshallah, the world will soon witness with the return of the Khilafah on the way of prophethood. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hasten its return. Ameen. Jazakumullahu khairan. Till next time. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Please follow Files with hashtag COVID-19 and hashtag Corona.